2.
There's a hard moon rising on the streets tonight. There's a reckless feeling in your heart.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one. This segment brought to you by your local dealer for Well Connect here in Northern Michigan, our listening area. If you're interested in getting more information about a Well Connect for the upcoming summer air conditioning season, you have two options. You can do it yourself and save about $3,500, or you can have it professionally installed. Either way, we'll get you the best pricing through this radio station. Just give a call or a text message to 231-420-8320. Text me Well Connect. I'll text you back the number. You leave your name, your phone number, the best time to call you back, the city that you live in, and your electric company. We'll contact you, get all the information, send it to the factory, get you a direct factory direct price for do-it-yourself, or we'll put you in touch with one of our local installers, and they will contact you. So again, 231-420-8320. Kind of an interesting story that caught my eye. Started in January. Have you heard about it? The federal government started a program working with states. It was kind of interesting. It's called the Office of Global Refugee Services. Well, of course, Gretchen Whitmer is all over this right away, working with Biden. They've got a website, michigan.gov/OGM. The Office of Global Michigan's Refugee Services Program and its support the effective resettlement and integration of refugees in Michigan, ensuring the basic needs are met upon arrival so that they can live in dignity and achieve their highest potential. And what they're looking for is for people to meet these refugees at the airport, your local airport. Put them up in your home temporarily while the state of Michigan provides housing for them. Upon arrival, they will be given bridge card applications so they can be provided bridge cards, food stamps, to be able to buy food. They will also provide them the necessary monies and resources for cell phones, vehicles, and housing. They will also put them in touch with companies willing to hire them and train them. They will also provide education for the children and community college for the adults if they have a high school education or equivalent. Folks, this is on the website. Michigan.gov/OGM, Office of Global Michigan. All of this coming from the Biden administration program that they launched in January. The Office of Global Michigan is calling for volunteers to help support refugee resettlement efforts here in Michigan through a new private sponsorship program, Welcome Corps, a new service opportunity launched by the federal government in January. empowers everyday, excuse me. The story's got me a little riled up this morning. My throat's closing up. Launched by the federal government in January, empowers everyday Americans to make a difference in their communities by welcoming refugees from around the world seeking freedom and safety. Then they've got a few little factoids that they threw on this website that's supposed to convince you or sell you that this is a good thing. Did you know 84,000 plus Michiganders are employed by Latino and Asian-owned businesses? $11.6 billion are generated in sales by Latina and Asian-owned businesses. Another group, Arab Americans, pay in state tax revenue $544 million a year. So they got Arabs, they've got Latinos, and they got Asian-owned factoids on the website. You can donate if you want to support this effort. And a lot of these new building projects that Governor Gretchen Whitmer spoke about in the State of the State address, these modular manufactured type housing projects you're seeing pop up all over, Traverse City's got a couple of them. The NRS program, newcomer rental subsidy. The Office of Global Michigan will administer a new program that provides temporary rental subsidies to help address critical housing challenges for newcomers in Michigan. That's what they're calling them. The newcomer rental subsidy program is intended to increase access to affordable and better housing and expand the options for areas of residents. This will contribute to lowering poverty rates, creating more employment opportunities, and more rapid social integration while maintaining their dignity. The Office of Global Michigan plans to start accepting applications this October. That's one facet of this program. Here are the main spotlights. They're going to be offering refugee mental wellness programming showcase, whatever the heck that is. They're going to be celebrating on June 20th. Excuse me. This was last year they did all these things. I didn't even hear about this. June 20th of 2023, World Refugee Day. Making the entire month of June last year of 2023 the Immigrant Heritage Month Proclamation. April of last year, the Arab American Heritage Month Proclamation. They have also the Refugees Mental Health Initiative. Benefits and services for Ukrainian humanitarian parolees. Statewide update regarding Afghan placement assistance. People fleeing from Afghanistan. And then lastly, benefits and services for Cuban and Haitian entrants, including the Michigan English, Spanish, Haitian, Creole. Michigan.gov/OGM. Look it up. And Governor Gretchen Whitmer pushing for the funding of a lot of these projects in her upcoming budget proposal she released last week. $80.7 billion. The housing one is the biggest. And you know what's really upsetting? That's really upsetting. These newcomers, they're calling them, these refugees, they get priorities over our veterans and homeless people, homeless Americans born and raised here, down on their luck. Maybe they have addiction problems, not able to maintain a job because of their mental health status. Are they getting help? No. But newcomers to our country are. Michigan spelled out .gov/OGM. And those OGM is in capital letters. I don't know if it needs to be all caps or not, but it's there. Can't make this stuff up, folks. How does that make you feel about voting for Democrats this fall when it comes to state reps? Yeah, pretty interesting. Sorry, folks, can't take calls during the show. You can try to catch me at the break. In the meanwhile, State Representative Josh Shriver reposted something on his own Twitter X account. Well, State Senator John DeMoose got quote of the day. He put out this diatribe on his Facebook page. And the only people praising Senator John DeMoose on his post are Democrats in Lansing. Democrat reps, Democrat state senators. And the thing of it is, what Josh Shriver posted, folks, was actually, factually, the truth. One of Donald Trump's supporters put out a post on Twitter. Josh Shriver, he didn't author it. He just reposted it. What happened? I'm going to tell you all about it next segment. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back. Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
You've never seen the internet like this before. Blazing fast connection, symmetrical upload and download speeds, unlimited access, affordable rates, and no contracts. Delivered by your trusted local cooperative, Presque Electric and Gas Co-op. PIE&G Connect will transform the way you live, work, and play in rural Michigan. There's fast internet, and then there's PIE&G Connect. Show your interest at PIEGConnect.com.
Take out the paper. Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
My name is Todd Spalliber. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common-sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Spalliber, electspalliber.com. Paid for by Todd Spalliber for state rep.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. I really want to spend more time on this story. I thought about it during the break, and it's definitely going to take more than the final segment of an hour to get into this. State Representative Josh Shriver, he's been on the show before. He's been in and out of the House Freedom Caucus. Was basically admonished by the Speaker, Joe Tate, Democrat from Detroit. Yesterday he announced he was stripped, State Representative Josh Shriver, of his office allotment. He's going to reassign his staff, take his staff away from him, and remove him from one committee in response to something he posted on his own personal Twitter X account. And he put out a quote saying, it's due to Shriver's sustained campaign of racist rhetoric, hate speech, posting on his social media pages. Well, following suit, the minority leader of the Republican caucus, Matt Hall, is also stripping Shriver of his access to the caucus, including policy and communications staff. So he's basically a man on an island all by himself. What did he do? He reposted somebody else's tweet on X that was talking about the great replacement theory, quote unquote. This is a conspiracy theory centered around a supposed concerted effort to diminish white influence across the globe. By highlighting the post, Shriver was criticized by all the Democrats, including the Speaker, Governor Gretchen Whitmer, the Michigan Democratic Party Chair LeVar Burns, and some Republicans, including Senator John DeMoose, Republican from Harbor Springs. We're going to get into all the details on this. But in the post that I was sent on Facebook, which I'm not on Facebook, so somebody had to send me the link to it, I clicked on it, and I read this long diatribe by DeMoose. While trying to sound like a Christian by quoting scripture, trying to sound like a conservative by quoting Ronald Reagan's speeches and George H.W. Bush, and then intermixing some of his own personal information, admonished Shriver for the retweet. Wanted to earn brownie points with Speaker of the House Joe Tate, Governor Gretchen Whitmer, and the Democrats in Lansing. That's basically what DeMoose was doing, was catering to them. John, what about Josh Shriver's First Amendment rights of freedom of speech, freedom of press? Able to put some ideas out there for discussion. Is he white? Yes. You're white. I'm white. All of us that are white are wondering the same things about this agenda that's going on in the world, not just in Michigan. Across the globe, it says. We can't even talk about it. I've talked about reverse discrimination on this show for years. I was personally discriminated against at Michigan State University in 1977 and 1978. I was working my butt off after graduating with National Honors, National Honor Society, 3.91 GPA with a pre-med, pre-college high school diploma. Chemistry, physics, calculus, advanced placement, history, advanced placement math, all of it. All of it. Accepted into Lyman Briggs College for pre-med, Holmes Hall. Working my butt off, getting 3.5s, 3.7s on every test, turning in all the homework, doing everything I was supposed to do, was called down to the counselor's office. Never forget it. She said, Randy, you've got to change your majors. I said, excuse me? She says, you're never going to get into med school. She says, you're white and you're a male. This was during affirmative action. Your dad died when you were 8. He's not a doctor able to write you a letter into a med school. You don't even have a grandfather that's a doctor. No, my grandpa Bishop's a farmer in Lapeer, Michigan. You're never going to get into med school. You need to change your major. This is after she had an entire half a year to look at my performance at Michigan State Lyman Briggs College, look at my resume, look at my family history, and called me down. I said, thank you very much. I went back to my room. I packed up everything and drove home. Reverse discrimination, affirmative action back in the 1970s. Hour number two, today's show, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Next time you need tires for your car, don't compromise. Michelin passenger tires strive to deliver outstanding safety, long tread life, and excellent fuel efficiency. Plus, they're famous for delivering a quiet, comfortable ride and precision handling to help ensure optimum safety for you and your passengers. Outfit your car with tires that deliver everything. Ask about Michelin tires. Royal Tire and Petoskey has the right set of Michelin tires for whatever you drive. Stop in and see us today. Specific performance may vary by tire model.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline.